Quiz 1. Part A.
1. Directions. You will hear 10 sentences. In each sentence there is a number. Listen carefully and write down the numbers only.
1. Dr. Baker's telephone number is 389-1074.
2. The Johnsons will go on holiday on July 28th.
3. My watch says 1:15 now.
4. Michael lives at 239 Lake Road.
5. Father's Day is on the third Sunday in June in the United States.
6. Next Saturday will be my 20th birthday.
7. Meet me in my office at 8:40.
8. The 1910 train was late again.
9. Jack's birthday will be on January 22nd.
10. I was told Sally's telephone number is 516-421-9035. 2. Directions. You're going to hear 5 sentences. Choose the answer which is the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. Is Mary there?
2. Could I speak to Jane, please?
3. What day is it today?
4. Is that seat taken?
5. Thank you for calling. Part B.
1. Directions. Listen to the dialogue twice and fill in the blanks with the missing words.
Hurry up. We'll be late.
What time is it now?
It's 7:15.
When will the play start?
At 8 o'clock, sharp.
Now listen again.
Hurry up. We'll be late.
What time is it now?
It's 7:15.
When will the play start?
At 8 o'clock, sharp.
2. Directions. You're going to hear a story. It will be read twice. Listen carefully and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
John was playing with a ball in the street. He kicked it too hard, and it broke the window of Mrs. Green's house. The ball fell inside. Mrs. Green came to the window with the ball and shouted at John. So John ran away, but he still wanted his ball back. A few minutes later, John returned and knocked at the door. When Mrs. Green answered it, he said, "My father's going to come and fix your window very soon." After a few minutes, a man came to the door with tools in his hand. So Mrs. Green let John take his ball away. When the man finished fixing the window, he said to Mrs. Green, "That will cost you exactly $10. "But aren't you the father of that young boy?" Mrs. Green asked, looking very surprised. The man was equally surprised, and he answered, "No. Aren't you his mother?" Now listen again. John was playing with a ball in the street. He kicked it too hard, and it broke the window of Mrs. Green's house. The ball fell inside. Mrs. Green came to the window with the ball and shouted at John. So John ran away, but he still wanted his ball back. A few minutes later, John returned and knocked at the door. When Mrs. Green answered it, he said, "My father's going to come and fix your window very soon." After a few minutes, a man came to the door with tools in his hand. So Mrs. Green let John take his ball away. When the man finished fixing the window, he said to Mrs. Green, "That will cost you exactly $10. "But aren't you the father of that young boy?" Mrs. Green asked, looking very surprised. The man was equally surprised, and he answered, "No. Aren't you his mother?" Number one. The ball fell into Mrs. Green's house.
Number two. John didn't run away because he wanted his ball back.
Number three. Mrs. Green was very angry with John.
Number four. The man who fixed Mrs. Green's window was the boy's father.
Number five. John must have told the man that Mrs. Green was his mother.
This is the end of quiz one.